Listener Production.
Hi there, it's Damien Carbon. The average house in an Australian city is now priced at a record $1.1 million, while here in Perth, our median house price jumped to around $777,000 in the March quarter, while Domain's Dr. Nicola Powell says our unit prices have soared to around $425,600.
We actually saw unit prices hit a new record high. The previous record for unit prices in Perth was held a decade ago.
More big hits for WA's struggling building industry, with one of the state's best-known builders collapsing. Collier Homes has now joined a growing list of builders going into liquidation, ASIC confirming the news yesterday. Woodside's annual general meeting will be held with protesters in Perth today. They'll meet at Crown this morning, condemning the mining giant's pursuit of new gas developments. Greenpeace and the Australian Conservation Foundation are some of the groups involved. Elon Musk is continuing his spat with the Prime Minister, refusing to take down footage of the Sydney church stabbing on X. Musk says the Australian people want the truth and X is the only one standing up for their rights. Well, ASIO and Australian Federal Police will today vow to better protect children and vulnerable people from being bewitched online, demanding age verification for children on social media. And new details have been revealed as Donald Trump's hush money trial continues in the States. Overnight, former publisher of the National Enquirer, David Pecker, has told court he paid $30,000 to a Trump Tower doorman to keep a false story out of the media. In sport, the Eagles look set to rest Harley Reid for the Suns on Sunday. Media reports out of Melbourne suggesting the 19-year-old will be managed after six games, while defender Tom Barras fights a one-match ban at 11 a.m. Perth time. Mixed results at last night's hearing. Jesse Hogan cleared to play tomorrow for the Giants, but his captain Toby Green failed to avoid a one-match ban. And round seven kicks off tonight with Richmond and Melbourne at the MCG ahead of the big Essendon-Collingwood clash tomorrow.